U.S. medical establishment pushes genital mutilation. Chemical castration on children as UK sounds alarm. By Bracken Eftis on October 25, 2022. As American medical officials are encouraging gender transitions for children, British doctors are placing heavy restrictions on transition drugs and procedures for all persons under 18 years old. The UK's National Health Service, NHS, is warning that children who believe they are transgender are merely going through a phase, and doctors should encourage them against using preferred pronouns or other names. While British doctors are placing strict bans on puberty blocker prescriptions and even shutting down a transgender clinic for being not safe for children, and replacing therapists with medical doctors, the American medical establishment and federal government are pushing full steam ahead on supporting childhood gender transitions. In the absence of valid research that can provide solid data on the risks versus benefits of so-called social transitions, puberty blockers, hormones, or irreversible surgical procedures, the NHS has called for a halt to gender-affirming care. Do no harm, Chairman Dr. Stanley Goldfarb told Breitbart News. Instead, the NHS now requires intense psychological counseling and psychiatric care to first ascertain the suitability of life-altering set of treatments for any child who expresses gender dysphoria. Earlier this month, however, America's left-wing medical establishment, including the American Academy of Pediatrics, AAP, American Medical Association, AMA, and the Children's Hospital Association, CHA, sent a letter to Attorney General Merrick Garland asking him to investigate and prosecute those who disagree with their purported panacea-style conclusion on how to treat children showing signs of gender dysphoria. President Joe Biden has also weighed in on the subject, calling it immoral to ban sex change operations for children. Meanwhile, in the UK, doctors are restricting such procedures because there is scarce and inconclusive evidence to support clinical decision-making. The NHS England report even warned against social transition, changing names, pronouns, and wearing clothes associated with the opposite sex, saying that such actions are not neutral and in fact have significant effects on psychological functioning. 13 state attorneys general in the US sent a letter to Garland as well, warning him not to follow the recommendations of the AAP, AMA, and CHA. No doubt the medical associations object to the characterization of double mastectomies for minors as mutilation or cutting healthy breasts off teen girls, or of hormonal treatments as chemical castration, the attorneys general wrote. As the attorneys general pointed out, the UK is not the only country finding significant issue with affirming childhood gender transitions. Sweden's National Board of Health and Welfare and Finland's Council for Choices in Healthcare recommend strict limitations on the use of hormone treatments for children. Finland's council also strongly recommends against any kind of surgical intervention. Further, France's National Academy of Medicine cautions against such medical interventions for minors and points to epidemic-like increases of gender dysphoria cases among children. One might expect a bit more intellectual humility from U.S. medical organizations when they address the life-altering, irreversible procedures they are championing as the cure du jour for pediatric gender dysphoria. They continued before comparing the modern medical fanaticism about gender treatments to the eugenics movement and the use of lobotomies. Goldfarb told Breitbart News that the NHS's determination is a wise and humane approach and contrasts with the radical approach of gender-affirming care now supported by the current U.S. administration and a variety of U.S. medical societies. Bracken Eftis is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter at Bracken Eftis.